You're listening to SBS News.
Late World War II veteran Teddy Sheehan is set to become the first member of the Royal Australian Navy to receive a Victoria Cross for Australia. Mr. Sheehan died in 1942 during a clash with Japanese bombers on the Timor Sea after saving 49 of his crew members. Following a review by an expert panel, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has recommended the Queen posthumously bestow him Australia's highest honour.
There is compelling new evidence in support of higher recognition for Sheehan. That Sheehan was done a substantial injustice in consideration of his actions in the original decision-making period in 1942 to 1943, and Sheehan's courageous sacrifice of his life to save his shipmates makes him eligible for the Victoria Cross for Australia, and the highest level of recognition should be accorded in this exceptional case.
The youngest and lowest ranked seaman on the HMS Armidale, 18-year-old ordinary seaman Sheehan helped launch life rafts as the ship came under attack. Ignoring orders to abandon ship, Mr. Sheehan stayed to man the anti-aircraft guns until the vessel went down, never to be seen again. It's an emotional moment for his nephew Gary Ivory, who has spent more than 30 years campaigning for Mr. Sheehan to receive the award for gallantry. Mr. Ivory says he shed tears of joy when he heard his uncle had been recommended.
Now we're so close, I just wish that my mum was here to enjoy this with me, but I'm sure that she's up there with Teddy.
A 2013 inquiry had found Mr. Sheehan's actions did not reach the high standard required for the award, while the United Kingdom's Ministry of Defence rejected him for the accolade in 2017. In May this year, Defence Minister Linda Reynolds came to the same conclusion. But an independent panel convened by the Prime Minister has now decided Mr. Sheehan was wronged, allowing him to join the 100 Australians who have received the Victoria Cross. Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie has been a staunch supporter of Mr. Sheehan, a fellow Tasmanian.
It's been a fight for the whole of Tasmania, and it's certainly been a long time coming, but I think it just goes to show the resilience of Tasmanians and that we will never, ever give up when we think somebody's been done over and that they deserve an award or anything else for that matter.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese has also for months called for Mr. Sheehan to receive the prestigious award. Mr. Albanese has congratulated Tasmanians who campaigned on behalf of the war hero.
Labor welcomes the decision to award Terry Sheehan a VC. This is a welcome change of heart from the government, and it shouldn't have required a review of the review to come to this determination.
Brendan Nelson, former Defence Minister and Director of the Australian War Memorial, chaired the independent panel. Amid the coronavirus pandemic, Dr. Nelson says Australians should be heartened by Mr. Sheehan's story.
I would say to all Australians, as we live through the most significant adversity in our lifetimes, approaching the 75th anniversary of the Second World War, let Teddy Sheehan inspire us to be a people that are selfless, caring and brave.
Jennifer Liu, SBS News.